This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The ride-sharing service Uber has been at the center of debate and controversy in several New Hampshire cities over the past several months. The company's operating in Portsmouth, Manchester, and has recently started up in Nashua. Local officials in all of those cities continue to discuss how Uber's drivers should be regulated. In the middle of all this are the drivers themselves. Antonio Carrea works as an Uber driver in Manchester, and he joins us now to talk about the issues. Good morning.
Good morning.
For those who aren't familiar with the Uber service, explain how it works.
Well, Uber is almost like a peer-to-peer network. You need a ride to go someplace, so they'll open up their smartphone, open up the Uber Technologies app, and immediately it tells them the estimated time of arrival for the driver. And it could be 2 minutes, it could be up to half an hour, depending on your location.
So how did you become involved and become an Uber driver?
I did my first application in September. It took me about 4 weeks to get involved because of the two background checks. They do both a federal and a state. They check everything. You're not allowed to have any crimes at all on your record or even speeding tickets. They really frown on that. So
they do criminal background checks and a driver check.
And a driver check.
What other requirements are there to become a driver? You said it took about 4 weeks or so.
You have to make sure you have a clean car. Me, when I started, I drove a 99 Saab. And that was an unacceptable car for Uber. So as soon as my background checks went in, I asked them if they offer any financing options. As of now, they have Toyota Financial, GM, and Santander Bank who offer easy financing for people, even with poor credit.
So you actually went in and financed a new car with the help of Uber.
Exactly.
How has business been going for you? You've been doing this now since November. Do you do this full time?
I do it full time, yes. The first week was good. The next week was better, and it just kept getting better as soon as I studied the way people travel.
Do you have regular customers?
I do. I sometimes pick up the same person twice in a day. We don't expect no tip in compensation because Uber fairly compensates us as it is. So there's no tipping, no cash involved.
There's been a lot of debate, you know, particularly in Manchester, about how to regulate Uber drivers. And some say you should have to go through a city-sponsored background check or vehicle inspection, much like a taxi driver service would. Do you agree there needs to be more oversight?
They're already very strict about your vehicle, and they sometimes have Uber representatives who take a ride in an Uber. You would get an immediate suspension if your car wasn't up to par. You can't have any body damage. You need a 2006 or newer vehicle. They have insurance checks, and they're always constantly checking your background for driving records and everything to make sure you're still up to par.
Uber itself says that they cannot guarantee the safety of riders. So should there be more regulation in place on the local level to make sure that riders are safe?
Really, I think the people who are responsible for their safety are the passengers because they have my picture. They know my plate. They know my car. They at any time can just cancel the ride if they feel uncomfortable getting in the car. I haven't heard of anything bad in this area that's been going on. And most of the bad things that happen are people not verifying who they're getting in with.
Obviously, taxi companies saying that Uber should have to conform to the same standards they do. Do you think they have a point at all?
To be honest, I think we have to conform to a higher standard. Being a new business, and all of our vehicles, if they're not 100%, will get an immediate suspension.
Officials in Manchester have given Uber a deadline to come up with a plan to address some of the concerns of city officials. And if that doesn't happen, there are threats of a court injunction that would make it illegal for Uber drivers like yourself to be operating in the city. If that were to happen, what would you do?
Probably be without a job, and then I'd end up going back down to Boston, where they kind of made it mainstream down there.
Did you start driving in Boston before?
I did.
Yeah.
I've been in Boston, and then just recently I started in Nashua.
So do you have a sense that more drivers are going to be coming online soon in New Hampshire?
I'm hoping so. But most importantly, we need more riders.
Antonio Carrea works as an Uber driver in New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.